member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
Hi, we're the Crybaby Emo Kids, and we hope I get our levels right today, because we got some really good things to play you. I'm going to play you one right away.
I hope you like it.
I hope I get the level right on it, of course. I hope I get the level right. No, I haven't got the level right.
This is punky.
I haven't got the level right.
Goopa!
Hello!
It's the Deja Vu special.
Yeah.
It's St. George's Day. Or it is when we're recording it.
It still is, thankfully.
April the 23rd. The day when St. George slayed the dragon.
The dragon.
And everybody celebrated with warm beer. Now, I've got to be honest with you. I don't know how this show's going to go.
No.
Because we've just done it.
Yeah, this is...
Scary music!
We have a strange sense of deja vu.
Yeah, oh, fuck, man.
We've just lost a whole hour.
We've just done the most involved show we've ever done with the most stuff in it ever, and we got right to the end of it, and the fucking mini display just had a flit out and packed up.
Yeah. So we're doing it again.
From scratch. So, fucking hell, man.
Oh. Where were we?
It's a St. George's Day special. It's a deja vu special. It's also a... Basement Records special.
Yep.
Now, Basement Records got in touch with me through MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio. And they said, look, can we send you some stuff to play on the show? I said, yeah, of course, that would be great. But listen, it looks like you've got a load of bands on the roster.
Yeah.
Don't bother sending me all the CDs. If you've got a latest sampler, send me that. And they did. They sent me Radio Disaster 9. Yeah. which has got 30 tracks on it. All by bands, some of which are from different labels to Basement Records, and have allowed them to bring it out and allowed us to play it. So,
okay.
As well as mentioning basementrecords.net, we will also mention each band in turn.
Yep.
Now, we're not playing four songs this week, though, Tom.
No.
Deja vu. We're not playing four songs this week.
Oh, aren't we?
No.
What? Five, maybe?
No, we're not playing five either.
How about six?
We're playing six!
Hooray!
That's right, we're playing six songs this week, because some of them are really rather short. Should we play the first one now?
Yeah,
we've
do.
Got a fantastic word of the week that will be coming up later on in the show. We've got proof positive, finally, that I'm right about the date. And deja vu. This is weird, isn't it?
It is.
You've got a twat.
I have a twat.
We've got some brilliant emails and messages and things.
Some great iTunes reviews.
Great iTunes reviews, yeah. Completely forgot about those. So here's the first track. This is on basementrecords.net. And it's by a band called Outbreak. The website is outbreakhc.com, and it's called You're a Waste, and it goes something like this.
You're a waster, they do. You're a waster, you got a clue. You're a waste, it's nothing new. You're a waste, man, fucking hate you. You're a waste, you'll never see. You're a waste, man, the master me. You're a waste, just leave me be. You're a waste, you're breaking free. You're a waste, just inside. You're a waste, for a waste of time. You're a waste, you'll get in line. You're a waste, fucking I'll be fine.
Go fuck yourself, you waste of space.
Yeah. You fucker.
That's good, isn't it?
This is the Crybaby. Hope we get the levels right this evening.
I'm going to write that in my diary.
I'm going to write that in my diary in baby's blood.
Oh, God.
Right, what are we doing now? Let's face it, we've already done it.
We've done it all again. We should think we know
really
how to do this.
This is fucking freaking me out, man.
I thought we could have done the MySpace PP before we even recorded this, because we know exactly what's going to happen now.
Why? What's going to happen?
The show. We can say exactly what's on the show before we do it.
Oh, yeah. We should have done the MySpace preview to remind us. Right, so, what are we doing first? MySpace latest comments?
Let's do Podcast
I'll do
Alex. Oh, okay.
All right, Podcast Alex, yeah.
We did that first last time.
We did it first last
only
time.
Only an hour ago.
Fucking hell.
Are people going to get sick of us saying this?
Fucking guys.
We're right at the end, an hour in, just about to say goodbye, and the minute has died.
It's enough to make me listen to emo quite bad.
So we can't even use any of it, because with Minidisc, at the very end, it writes it, or it finalises it, so we can't get a thing of it back.
It's
but anyway.
It's gone, it's in the ether.
It's gone now, it's done. Podcast Alley. Please vote for us at Podcast Sally. If you go to punkyradio.com, there's a link at the top of the site called Please Vote For Us. Please enter your email address and also, if you like, a comment and a subject, and we'll read out the best ones. These are the top five. Oi! I might get yelled at, not sending it in the proper email to the proper place. Bah, phrase of the week. Crooked pinkies. I've got a gay friend, cough, the gay maker, cough, who seems to choose them to get girls. Might allude to a person being gay. Not that there's anything, and then it cut off. That's some La La and Dancer. La La Land Dancer.
La La Land Dancer. I think La La Land Dancer and the Game Maker are mates with Nide.
Is it Nide or Naid? I will
it's
get
Nide.
Nide.
I have. Because I've now learnt how to say it because they keep fucking. But how they said it first, because I thought it was NY Ed. It was some bloke called Ed from New York.
New York.
But it's not. It's a lady called Nide, right?
Right.
Sorry about that. But she tried to explain how you said it. How are you supposed to say it?
Mm.
And said, no, it's like this, Nide. And it was N-I-G-H-E-D. And I went, what, Nighead?
Nighead.
What are you talking about? But no, it's Nide. Yes. I fancy hanging out with them. Nide the Game Maker and La La Land Dancer. Sounds like a good night out to me.
That's fine. But yeah, if you send that into the proper email address, paulb@punkyradio.com, that wouldn't
Paulie
have cut
B
off.
At punkyradio.com, we'd have got the whole comment.
Because all these comments get cut off, so if you're going to do a comment, perhaps try and keep it relatively short.
Yeah.
As you'll see. Smurftastic. It totally smurfs that you can smurf, that you can use.
That's easy for you to say.
I didn't fuck that up last time, I tell you.
Especially.
And now I go, that was fucking perfect.
Especially.
You'll never know. I'll do that again.
Especially.
It totally smurfs that you can use smurfing colourful language on this smurfing site. It's total smurf. Especially when you're e-commenting on such... Oh, that should be your. When you're commenting on such a smurfing good podcast that these two smurf heads put out. Punky is smurfing terrific, even though the hosts are both... And then it cut off. Again. That's
I reckon
Grey Wolf
might have said smurfs.
It must have done. Yeah, it says you... I'm so used to, like, e-commerce and e-mail.
Yeah, I'm not.
E-commenting. Because,
yeah, oh, it's okay. Your... Yeah. You, but that's Smurfing Smurf. That is
isn't
Smurf
it?
That for a game of Smurfing Soldiers.
Here we go, Punky.
Smurfing Smurf.
Punky is the most vulgar, profane, and bitching podcast ever.
Hurrah!
Hooray! Kick the Nick. That's one.
Kick that's
ass.
True.
It is true, and it's short, and it's not cut off. We like that.
Yeah.
Kick ass. You guys are the best. Why are there so many goddamn proxy voters? Emo kids.
Proxy voters.
The
levels are doing.
Industrial Radio, VG DJ. I love this show, but you are starting to fall towards mainstream.
And da 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 proxy voting.
Proxy.
Da 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 da. Fuck him, Dano. Proxy voting. Deja vu.
Oh God. I love this show, but you are starting to fall towards mainstream, and I'm not liking that.
Mainstream. Fuck off.
I mean, come on. I'd rather you play less songs and more rambling and ranting. It's very. That's from Woodwind Militia.
Well, I've got a good idea, Woodwind Militia.
Fuck
you
off.
Finish your fucking comment. We'll do.
Yeah.
We'll do the ranting. There's plenty of ranting coming up, don't
so
worry.
So anyone listening to the Joe special cannot say this is mainstream.
No.
Ah, word.
She's not coming back on.
She's
slot.
Not allowed. Every man I get, someone's always saying, oh, by the way, Joe's
yeah,
fit.
Yeah. Joe Schmo.
And yeah, she is fit, but we still ain't having her back on.
Yeah. More of her later.
Word. Evening, cum bubbles.
No, evening.
Hi. I just want to vocalise what a fine cast you dick lickers put out. Despite the fact that you're both cock cupping, scrotum sniffing fish fighters, you're doing all right. You just about sent me halfway to fish town when you fucked up. You fuck. And that's some boycott breathing.
Boycott breathing
again.
That sounds a bit emo.
I'm gonna boycott breathing.
It's not fair to the plants.
Fuck you, I won't chat in my bedroom.
Reach against the pencil case. And that's all the podcast, Ali.
All the podcast, Ali. MySpace comments coming up right now. MySpace.com/punkyradio. I fucking love MySpace. We've got...
A bit too much.
1,050 fucking... How can you say a bit too much?
Because we're about all the time. You're on all the time.
Yeah, but MySpace is doing this show... Many, many favours.
This is true.
Including the music you're hearing this evening. So I've got to say, I fucking love. Although MySpace has been bought out by Murdoch.
Has it?
He's Tom sold it.
Tom.
Which
Tom's
means
pictures changed him with some cash.
Yeah, there's now Tom just like snorting cocaine off a Miss World's back,
chasing the dragon. We were just sat on a beach with some honeys,
shagging birds covered in money,
with his mobile phone. He goes, "Hi,
yeah, yeah." Going, "You can delete me if you like.
Yeah, fuck you.
I'm never going on here again." Right, MySpace latest comments. Hi, Punky. I'm bored, so I thought I'd leave a random fuck-ass comment. Open brackets, I've spelt fuck wrong on purpose, so don't go bitching about me. Close brackets, that's about it. Naomi, emo girl.
All right.
Who is one of our new regulars, right?
We like her, she's all right.
Dudes of Punky. Harro, how do you do? I am fucking bored as a spasticated calculator with no on button. I just can't get entertained. Any tips, besides listening to Punky, you selfish bell-end biters you? Please once again read this out on the show, and once again I'm fucking sorry about the R word. Well, not that sorry. Piss mops. Gooper Gooper from Benjamin.
Ben
See what he's done there?
Yeah.
Benjamin. Yeah, yeah. Nice from Benjamin. Yes, we don't want any more R references, please.
No.
We don't mind what we say, but we don't mind what you say, and we appreciate every comment that comes in. But just let's not end up talking about rape every week.
Yeah.
It's really not very nice. Right. And here is proof, part one, that I'm right.
This isn't a date
about
thing, is
the
it?
Date. About the date. Here goes, right?
Total I'm Talk to Nonsense. About date thing, by the way.
Total Talk Nonsense. Can you guess their website?
Is it TotalTalkNonsense.com?
It is. Total Talk Nonsense, our favourite podcast. Did their 50th show last
week. Well done on the 50th show, boys.
Well done. It sounded great. Almost like they were in a bar or something,
like,
didn't it?
Almost like
it was
in a bar.
It was almost like they were in a bar or something.
Yeah.
And great music as well.
Kangaroo Court.
They played a Kangaroo Court. Great, great tracks.
Yeah.
I'll be doing a gig with them in July, I hope.
Okay.
And I put a message on their forums, I think. Said, hey, great 50th show. Sounded like, just like you were in a bar. And hey, really, really like the music. Why don't you have maybe 4 songs a show and do the whole thing in English accents? Right, here goes. Now, they say month... date, year.
Month, day, year, yeah.
We say day, month, year. We're right. Here goes. Have to say, bravo on the whole 4th of July thing. Day, month, year. I knew we were right. P.S. I'm Scottish. And one day, open brackets, if I can, close brackets, I'll send in purple bugger alarm. And that's from Laura, who's been getting involved in this show quite a lot.
Yep.
Well done, Laura. So I could redo that in my hilariously accurate Scottish accent. Would you like that?
Okay.
That'll make a change from the last show.
Why not?
We've got to do something different.
This is true.
Right. Have to say!
Jesus Christ.
Bravo on the whole 4th of July thing! Day, month, year! I knew we were right. P.S. I'm Scottish. And one day, open brackets, if I can't close brackets, I'll send in purple bugger alum. Laura!
See, I can't say one thing about your accent because my accents are rubbish.
I'll tell you, do your Scottish accent now.
I can't do one.
Oh, you cunt.
All my accents sound like a pirate. I can do a pirate.
Go on, then.
Yarr. That's it.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, I'm not.
Hey, Smacktards. I had a total shock this morning. My fucking internet got cut off. Dad sorted it out and it's back on, thank God. Because I thought I wasn't going to get my dose of Punky this week. Fuck knows what I'm going to do when I go away for 2 weeks in June. I imagine have a good time, to be honest.
Yeah.
Good show. Paul, I'm shitting myself. Good job. I work in the kitchen. Mwahaha. I love your show. Blurg. Mushy. Ems. That's because it's Ems who works
Ems
in
from the pub.
The brewery tap. Tape. The brewery tape?
Tape.
The brewery tap. In, is that your
the brewery
Scottish
tape
accent?
Worm.
Yarr, I be Scottish.
Is that any better?
No. The brewery tap in Fernix Pelham. And I know exactly where that is. I've been there.
And
as
don't
discussed,
forget,
and we're going to scare her.
If you download an iTunes, you can download old shows, so she won't miss us.
And
she can do
we've
that.
Actually had a more recent comment from her that I didn't get a chance to put in the show to say that, because it was her boss that was the user twat last week.
Ron.
And she's played that in the kitchen to all the staff and Ron, and they all love it. They're all Punky listeners.
Apart from Ron.
No, that doesn't Ron like it as well.
I don't think Ron did.
Oh, fuck him.
Did you Ron? No, I don't think Ron did.
No. Who is the father of my baby boy? It's you, Ron. No, you, John. Right, next comment. That was Tracy Ullman.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, before she went all shit.
Oh, what, and moved to America?
Yeah, moved to America, invented The Simpsons. She did all right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Right. This is great. Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers.
Okay.
I know you've got a problem with them because they're nasty to you.
Actually, they've stopped being nasty
to me. That might be because I sent an email saying, stop being nasty, Tony.
Oh, nice. Well,
it might not.
Do look after me.
I would never do that. I'm just going to sing. Emo kids would do this. Now, I hope the levels are okay today.
Dear Barry, Paul's horrible to me today. Oh, God. Cut down.
I'm writing my diary in kitten blood. Right, so, Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers, right? Jeff has sent us this this is fucking brilliant, this, right? Dr. Mark, open brackets, my bassist, close brackets, and I were out, and a gentleman stopped Mark to thank him for helping his wife. In case you didn't know, Mark is an OB/GYN. We think that's gynecologist.
It's a gynecologist, isn't it?
Right. Here in Columbus, Mississippi, close brackets. The man made the comment, how are you able to find the problem when the other doctors missed it? Mark calmly looked at the guy, pointed to his own eyes and said, always looking. Then proceeded to laugh like an idiot. I don't know how that will help his professional image, but it was definitely worth seeing. Just thought you ought to know Punky has now infected the medical profession. Jeff Ugly Shoes. Always nice. Looking. That has really caught on, always looking. The amount of people saying it. Poco, who's done a couple of things on here, signs off every message to me with always looking. Yeah. It's brilliant. Right, next song, yeah? Next song.
Yep.
Next song. This is another one from Radio Disaster Volume 9. All the songs are, in fact. I'm saving that. All the songs are. This is by Grave for the Fireflies. Can you guess the website, Tony?
Is it graveforthefireflies.com?
You're a genius.
Yay.
This is Fivus. Fivus. That's easy for me to say.
Especially.
This is... what was the word that I couldn't say that time?
Unequivocally.
Oh, you're quite good at that. Virus Calculator. 1, 2, 3, 4. Tattoos are all coming up. Someone new is new hardcore scene. For God's sake, the boys kiss the boys who impress the girls. Impress the girls. Put some guy pants on. Cut your fucking hair. No identity. Fuck your fashion sense. Gold pants on your body. Faster cut. Faster cut. Mascara in your eyes. Your own tattoos are all coming. All right, fair enough, mate.
and it's great. About kittens.
It's about kittens, yeah. It is about kittens.
Wah! Wah!
Hey, we even do it in time now.
Damn.
Oh, I just said, no, I haven't, doesn't matter. All right, I'll save that for next week. Now, next week's show's already in the can, by the way, or it's half of
it's
planned.
Yeah, you already sourced it. You're thinking so much ahead.
Planned. Well, I've got to, because I'm on tour at the moment. Right. That's why we're making this show on St. George's Day, the greatest day of the year ever.
Yeah.
Which is when St. George, who, by the way, was already a saint, then slayed a dragon. That's a double whammy.
Not chase the dragon.
No, he
the
didn't
dragon.
Chase it. He slayed the dragon. And it just annoys me, man. Alcohol have changed that. You've got the St. George's flag
on. Yeah, on our MySpace page, it's our image for this week is going to be the St. George's... Well, it's the St. George's cross, isn't it?
St. George's cross on it. With alcohol on it.
It's going to make really going to make a good T-shirt.
It's going to make a great T-shirt. You need to get 100,000 done in time for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, there's 100,000 England fans expected to travel to Germany for the World Cup. That's three times the amount of any other country, basically. Because we fucking know it, right? Basically, we're invading again.
Yeah.
I expect the Americans to show up just before the final. but 100,000 England fans, right? You've got the flag of St. George, and in the middle of it, you've got the word alcohol.
Yes.
Who's not going to fucking buy one?
That's true. I'm thinking of getting some done.
Mate, you're going to sell fucking millions. Mm. I know when it starts, man. I'm a proper football fan.
I know, but I'm telling everybody else.
Not on Harry Vest like your good fucking self.
Yeah, I only watch the big matches.
I only watch it to see the men's shirts. Oh, how am I eating? Have we talked about crime but baby emo kit?
I can't remember.
We did it in this show just now before this one when it all we did it before and then it didn't work, didn't we?
No, yeah.
Alright, Is a Twat.
Okay. So, if you have a twat nomination for Is a Twat, please email me tony@punkyradio.com with your twat's name and where they're from and a reason for the nomination. This week it's from Uno Chateau.
Uno Chateau? Does that mean one poo?
I think so.
In what language?
probably anything, I don't know.
Spanish, probably.
Spanish.
Oh.
We shouldn't be speaking foreign language today because today is St. George's Day.
St. George's Day,
and we
come
speak
on.
English. Proper Queen's English, thank you very
St.
much.
St. George, he slayed the dragon. Oh, yeah, but just before you do the twat thing.
Uh huh.
Right. Fucks me off that it's easier to get a late licence in this country for St. Patrick's Day than it is for St. George's Day.
Yeah.
Right. Because of those lily-livered, bloody liberal fucking councils that, well, can't do St. George's Day because it encourages racism.
So
no, it doesn't.
About, well, in the last show that we just did, we talked about the flags, didn't we? Where
we
you can't
the flags,
put
yeah.
the flags up in this country because it's,
we couldn't
it's
do.
Frowned upon.
You couldn't do until
96.
1996. Euro 1996, when England reclaimed its own flag.
Yeah.
Thing is, the reason that I get so fucked off about this is because every country in the world pretty much is proud of its flag and proud to portray its flag and proud to have its flag up, and the Union flag, which is its proper name, the Union Jack, had still got the racist connotations to it. But we've got our own flag back. We've got St. George's, the flag of St. George back,
yeah.
I think, right? So we can now hoist our flag proudly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, what the reason that people in the States, for example, probably don't understand this as much as St. Patrick's Day is the day when everyone goes out and gets lashed because, oh, what fun it is to be Irish. Well, that's fair enough. Mm. But English people should be able to go out on St. George's Day and have a fucking good laugh as well. St. Patrick's Day, as far as I know, is a public holiday in Ireland.
I think it
St.
is.
St. George's Day is not a public holiday in England and should be.
Yeah.
There's
Even
no reason.
Fortunately, this year, it's fell on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So we do have the day off.
But so fucking what? We should have worked the next day. Right. Now, the thing is, septics, right, the only thing to identify, the only culturally significant identificationary signifier, I know, that they've got is the flag,
yeah.
The stars and stripes. The US as the melting pot of the world, everyone comes in from different countries and they settle there and they become American. And the only way they become American is by the swearing an oath of allegiance to the flag. The flag is everywhere. The flag is what makes America what it is. It's what makes the United States what it is. So, what it is, yo! Right? So they fucking love their flag, right? We haven't been allowed to love ours.
No, we couldn't display it.
We couldn't display our flag, but we can now.
Because we're multicultural and it offends people. And I think the council, it was our local council, had to give permission to put a flag up.
Yeah.
Until 96, but I think even now... They can tell you to take it down.
But
certainly.
Now, every time there's an England match on, every single car's got the little flags on the aerials and that. It's fucking great.
Yeah. And so,
absolutely brilliant.
So yesterday,
brilliant.
I was talking to my friend's girlfriend and she says, why are the flags out? There must be an England match on. Who's playing?
That's as close as you get, innit?
Yeah. I was talking to my mate's girlfriend. That sounds so wrong.
Somebody fucking please.
all the flags are out, so there must be England match, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that, cool. And but obviously didn't put the two and two together that it was St. George's Day, and that's why the flags were out. Because having the flags out now just means there is a World Cup match to me.
Yeah, well there's an England
but
match or
more and more
English cricket as well.
Yeah.
Has got it on board.
So
it's
now,
fucking great. I'm loving getting the flag back.
Yeah. Because we don't miss celebrate St. George's Day like we should. So now it's just like the flags mean
something else.
We should
celebrate St. George's Day like we should because, as discussed, he was already a saint.
Yeah.
And he slayed a dragon. Not like that fucking Irish twat.
No.
Who just went over to an island, got rid of a few snakes. They're only adders.
Or grass snakes.
Grass snakes and adders, all we got. They didn't have any bad snakes. Adders. A fucking tapeworm could take out an adder. We could have it. Easy.
Not a great fucking dragon.
The whole world drinks for one fucking day a year.
Yeah.
Just because some monk. He probably didn't even drive the snakes out of Ireland because he wouldn't have driven them into the sea because monks don't agree with the killing of snakes. I've looked it up.
And they don't drive either.
No, they don't. That's very true.
That's true.
Why don't they drive?
Well, don't know. Probably just their robes will get caught, surely.
I'll tell you what, mate.
What?
They don't drive cars with sunroofs. Because they get really badly burnt heads.
They've got their own sunroof, haven't they?
No, they get really badly burnt heads.
I don't do that either. Right then.
Me neither.
Is a twat.
Yes.
Back on form. Here we go. Uno Chateau. Is a twat. He's not. He's nominated one. Oh, fucking hell.
Sorry,
man. I would like to nominate my old boss, Nancy Milford, for Is a Twat. And here is why. She was such a gash to me and all the other employees at my old job that we all voted in a poll on when she would be hit by a bus. She would talk down to people like we were naughty children she had caught in a cookie jar.
I like that, by the way.
What, be talked down to?
Yeah, like I'm a naughty child.
Dominatrixes.
Yeah.
feces.
I actually like to be tied up and told I'm a naughty parcel.
Oh, God.
That's a new one from the last show.
What, naughty parcel? Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, we were naughty school.
I'm trying, man.
Naughty children should call it a cookie jar. And believe me, no one short of an 80-year-old homeless geezer would ever want anything to do with that woman's twat. She was repulsive and snide, loathsome and droll. Her attitude was bitchy and her fragrance was sickening. All in all, she was one of the single worst people I have ever had the misfortune to stumble across. And it was easy to stumble around her because she said such shockingly stupid things and demanded such infantile bullshit that one was often caught out wondering how someone could be so incredibly stupid and remember to breathe. Love the show, you piss mops. From Uno Chateau.
Fair enough.
So, Nancy Milford is a twat.
Sorry, say that again.
Nancy Milford is a twat.
There we go. I like it done properly there. Yeah. And it was my fault.
That was just... Anyway, getting back to the emails now. Hope I get the levels right on the next time. I hate to think that there was all these people voting for us.
That aren't fucking real!
And we couldn't get our levels right.
Right.
So don't forget to next proxy song. Vote for us.
Yeah, proxy vote for us anytime you like. We're proxy vote for the emails.
Because we're number one.
We're number one.
I like being number four. Give us something to aim,
wrong,
at.
Is it? First for first.
Yeah, we got a third for first. Second beckons.
Because but third is just third.
Yeah.
Third's a third.
Yeah, and fourth is cool.
Because that's us.
Right, next song. Number next song. Song. Next song. This next song is Teenage Bottle Rocket. Can you guess their website?
TeenageBottleRocket.com.
Get in. Whoa. You're a genius. And this is Lost in Space.
All over the place. You seem so down to earth, but things are what they seem. But now it's too late, you've got my heart and your tractor beam. I can tell by the blank expression on your face, you're fucking lost in space. Your mind just stopped and left without a trace, you're fucking lost in space. Transmissions aren't getting through, and that's when I finally realize there might not be no hope in saving you. Our attempts are futile, baby, since our cause is lost. The search is going nowhere, but I just continue to call it off. I can tell by the blank expression on your face, you're fucking lost in space. Your mind just stopped and left without a trace, you're fucking lost in space.
They are lost in space. Oh, yes, indeed. They're lost in space. And that was Teenage Bottle Rocket. There you go. Right, emails, messages.
Yes.
I've had some fucking great ones. I've got proof positive here that we're right about the date.
Yep.
Coming up shortly. Now, here goes. First one, then. Hey, Paul. This is from Nick Franson. Hey, Paul. Been a huge fan of your show. Oh, by the way, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. It's easier than doing the MySpace bollocks, isn't it?
Yeah, really? MySpace messaging is just horrible.
MySpace messages get lost because we get so many.
Yeah.
If there's something that you want us to read out on the show, it's best to email paulieb@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com. Right. Hey, Paul. Been a huge fan of your show. I was wondering where I could find the Bunch of Cunts song you guys play in the background at the end of each show. And I also have a word of the week.
Okay.
Queef cake. What a beauty. Which is a fart only coming from the vagina. It's an air biscuit from the front bottom. Yes. I've added that. And then he goes, or you could just use simply a vaginal discharge. Well, that's not really a phrase.
No, that's just
for
a
this
disorder.
Show. It's just something wrong. He goes, it's pretty self-explanatory and can be used to insult another person. you vaginal discharge. Fair enough, but... Oh, your queef cake is more punky. Hey, keep up the bitching work, Nick Francis. Thanks, Nick. The track Bunch of Cunts is by a band called The Scourge. They have got a website, thescourge.co.uk, but they appear to have split up, and they don't appear to be responding to anything. There's an email address on the website and all that. Mm. And I don't want to make the song available to the net until I've somehow got in touch with them. So for the minute... We're the exclusive Bunch of Cunts. You can only hear it from us, all right? But if they do ever get in touch, and I'm hoping they will, to poorlybe@punkyradio.com, we can maybe find out whether anyone can still get hold of the CD or whatever. Yeah. All right? Okay. So, next up, here we go. This is from Bill. Total Talk Nonsense, are you listening? TotalTalkNonsense.com is the website.
Yep.
Fabulous podcast, our
great
favourite.
Podcast.
But... We've been having a bit of a row about the date for a few weeks now.
Yeah, just no more date stuff.
Here we go. Well, I think this puts it to bed.
Okay, it's the final word, is it?
This is my final word on the date thing.
Okay.
Till next week. Paulie B, I'm not having any music here. Paulie B, I have to say you have a compelling argument for writing the date, day, month, year. So I am switching over. I have now started writing it in the proper way. Still takes getting used to, but you are right on this one. It does make sense. Keep up the good work. Bill, New York.
You can start your own little revolution.
Everything around me tells me that I'm right. Although, if I'd said that in Total Talk Nonsense speak, I'd have said everything right tells me everything around the nonsense. Or something. Next one. Dear Paul... Just wanted to write and thank you for rescuing what was left of my cocked-up Easter yesterday. This came through a week or so ago. Mm. My friend Jeff and I planned to drive out to his mother's house 3 hours away, along with Jeff's roommate Todd. Jeff and I wanted us all to travel in my car. Open brackets, Mini Cooper, British Racing Green. I wanted to put a Union Jack on the top, but as I'm not actually British, it seemed like kind of a poser thing to do, so I let it off. Close brackets, fuck it, stick it on there.
Yeah.
But Todd wanted to drive himself because he's a fucking fuckwit. Jeff and I arrived without incident, but we all had to wait 45 minutes to have our dinner because fuckwit Todd managed to get lost on the way. As if this weren't enough, on the way back, we got a call on the cell from Todd, who decided to drink half a brewery at dinner before heading out into a fucking rainstorm and consequently drove off the road, down a hill, and smashed his car into a fence. The reason he was calling us was that he only had $30 on him, not nearly enough for a tow truck to come drag his stupid ass out of the ditch, and could we please turn around and bring him some money? We were half an hour ahead of him by then and had to turn back around and drive all the way back to Fishtown to wait 45 minutes for the tow truck and then loan him $100, which was all of our drinking money for the night, open brackets, which we planned to do after we got back to Chicago and were done driving, as unlike Todd, we are rational, intelligent people, close brackets. I thought about writing Tony to nominate Todd for his twat, but decided he doesn't deserve any awards at all. Fuck him. What does this have to do with Punky? Well, after we finally got underway, I put on the latest episode of Punky, which Jeff had never heard before, and by the time we got back to Chicago, our moods had improved to the point where we were no longer in danger of killing anyone with our bare hands. All thanks to you all. Also, I think Jeff went home to masturbate over Jo, as he thinks she has a sexy voice and she sounds brunette, so bonus points to her.
And she is brunette.
She is a brunette.
Impressive.
She sounds brunette, and you can tell as well. I mean, mate, she's a true brunette as well.
No, yeah, okay.
In that she's a slut. now, I've lost it again now. But also, oh no, I've done it. Thank you so much for rescuing my Easter, and I hope your Easter sucks less ass than mine. Keep up the good work, good music, excessive swearing, and general douchebaggery. That is a good phrase. Hmm. General douchebaggery. Hugs all around. Amber, open brackets, or Lucky Charm on MySpace, close brackets. And she's added a website here, busybiz.blogspot.com. Thanks, Amber. One last one that I'm going to let you read out because you're going to like this.
Okay.
All right. Now, what am I doing here?
Hey, Paulie B.
Hello.
I decided I would go on cunt count today and find out exactly how many times Jo did say her favourite word. It was a huge 17
Fair
fucking
enough.
Times. This equates to cunt approximately every 3.5 minutes. Cheers, Laura.
That's actually what my teenage years were like.
What, cunt every 3.5 minutes?
It was hard.
Damn it. I'd have stayed in writing my diary.
Yeah.
That's my diary. Why don't girls like me?
Oh. Why don't girls like me anymore? I can't seem to get the levels right with the girls. And
I'm writing this in puppy blood.
But yeah, Laura getting involved. So that is now, well, she's done the word of the week and is a twat. And now it's just the joke count.
Fair enough. Count, she's putting the effort in. Yeah. Well done, Laura.
Well done, Laura.
Actually, we've already done the other thing, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Next Tom. Track. Next track. This is The Apers. Can you guess the website?
TheApers.com?
No. The-Apers.com.
Oh, fuck.
Or should that be The-Apers.com?
I'd go with dash.
Yeah. It's going to save a lot of time. We had quite a long discussion about this in this show that never happened.
Yeah, I don't know whether the Americans call it, if they do call it dash or not. Or
I don't know. What do you call it, dash or hyphen? You say dash, say hyphen. You say dash, I say hyphen. Dash, hyphen, dash, hyphen. This is just an institution. Just an institution, The Apers, the website, the-apers.com. Find out more about them either there or at basementrecords.net. And don't forget, all the songs are coming from Radio Disaster Volume 9, which I imagine is available in shops.
Yeah.
I'd go to basementrecords.net, have a look around.
And it's clearly better than any Volume 1 to 8, obviously.
I wouldn't bother with 1 to 8, mate.
Nah, just go straight to 9.
It's rather like Apollo 13. The first 12 were rubbish.
Rubbish. Oh, no, don't stop. Dude's had Tom Hanks in it. You know my hatred for Tom Hanks.
Don't get me started on Fahrenheit 451. Fuck me, I'd just do some research for. What's that one? Right, it's supposed to be Poetry Corner now, but we've had no poems.
Again. I'm just a bit feeling our listeners just aren't cultured enough.
Air out my shorts, get listeners to send in full stories, 800 words or less. It is brilliant. I've subscribed to Air Out My Shorts, by the way.
Yeah,
I do like it. I do like it.
I'm warming to Preston Buttons now.
Preston's a bit of a card. He's a bit of a geezer.
I don't think he's a twat.
He's a bit of a geezer. You don't think he's a twat anymore now?
It's going on.
No. Yeah. I quite like Preston, but then I do want a bed for the night in Toronto.
Brilliant.
In July.
That sounded great.
I'm loving Preston Buttons. Well, do you know what? He said that Kerry, the proper Mrs. Edwards, could stay with him and he was going to make me go down the road. And Wordhorse said, I won't let that happen.
And she might be Maxim, apparently.
He can stay with me.
Hang on.
She's going to be in Maxim.
That's classic Air Up My Shorts. Come on, surely.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
We need some ice.
Oh, what are you drinking, Wordhorse?
I can't do it.
Does that mean I've got to do her voice as well now?
Yeah, I can't do voice.
Right, you do Preston, I'll do her. Right then.
No.
So, Word Whore, how are you doing this week? I can't do it.
No. Anyway.
Right, I've spilled coffee all over the computer.
Oh, fuck it.
Nice.
Serves it right for not working
so
before.
So, it was supposed to be Poetry Corner. If you'd like to write us a poem, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com or put it on our MySpace comments so everyone can see it. And I thought you were supposed to have done a listener's poems and thingamy thing.
Yeah, I've got on my list of things to do.
Oh, okay.
That I forgot to do.
Well, you've got all week. I'll be out of your air most of the
week. Need a listener section, don't we?
Because I'm on tour.
So yeah, photos and poems and things we'll put on there.
So there's no Poetry Corner this week, but there is a new feature.
Yeah, iTunes reviews.
iTunes reviews.
We noticed last week that we had our first UK iTunes review, because I somehow find myself subscribed to the US iTunes. I don't know how I've done it.
And I am rather properly on the English one.
Yes, as you should be. So I'm getting a couple, but it's good, because you can see all the UK reviews, I can see the US
reviews. And
we
have had an extra UK review this week that I'll just say, first of all, it just says fucking brilliant.
Nice.
Fair enough. Thank you.
We've had 3 new US reviews in the past week, due, I think, personally, to us last week just whoring ourselves out to the iTunes.
So what? Fair enough. Thank you. We appreciate it.
We're still about 50-something, so...
It all helps getting more listeners.
Yeah, if you're not subscribed to iTunes, you're not opposed to it, and please download iTunes. Go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link on the left-hand side down a little bit. Click on it, and it will ask you if you want to download iTunes, and say yes.
I'm obsessed with getting more listeners. That's why I'm on MySpace all the time. That's why I'm on the Podcast Alley forums all the time. That's why I'm now going on iTunes. I was made up when I found out we were being featured on there. It's great. I want more listeners because we want as many people as possible to hear the music we play. That's what this show's all about.
Yep.
Getting people to hear music that can't get played on other shows. So that is why. So if you can help us, you're helping the bands we play as well.
Yep.
All right. Fuck me, I was serious then.
I was, wasn't it?
Oh, stop
Hang
that.
On, let me just say cunt.
Cunt!
That's better. That's better. Back on track. Yeah. Okay. iTunes reviews. This one, my favourite podcast. The funniest podcast in, well, everywhere. Featuring some of the best bands you've never heard of as well. Paul and Tony are hysterical. If you don't subscribe to any of the podcasts, subscribe to this one. That's from Amber Hans.
That's fair enough. That's a really nice review.
She must write copy for some kind of like thing, because that's perfectly written.
You sure it's a she?
Well, I think Amber Ants, I think it's quite feminine.
Amber Ants?
Amber Ants.
Oh, it might be, yeah.
It could be really, really bad spelling with ambulance.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it's a play on.
Didn't get that.
It might be ambivalence without the even the l.
I thought it was like, you know, Amber Ants. Like, you know, Miss Amber Ants. Anyway, next one. Oi, you!
Red termites.
Always looking for a podcast that keep you laughing from start to finish. Have a hard time finding great punk. Think only Britishers should be allowed to talk due to their superior accent.
Britishers? Do they mean English people?
Yeah, Britishers. I'll let that one go because it's positive.
James Cummins.
They're all 5-star reviews, by the way.
Five stars. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. If you do anything less than a 5-star review on iTunes, I will come and find you.
Yeah,
Jay and Silent Bob style.
Yeah,
and give you a good pasting on your front door.
Oh, God.
5 stars only, please.
Yes. Think only British, you should be allowed to talk to due to the superior accent. Here is your podcast. It's infectious to the max. Extreme. Seriously, try downloading just one.
Roots. Respect.
Aight. Don't be an affinch svance. Download Punky by Jezebel Adrian.
That is brilliant, because that's using punky words.
Yep, we've got the Punky Dictionary in there.
Yeah.
And it's a positive message.
You read that, you're going, what the fucking hell is this all about? I'm giving this a listen.
I think, how the fuck you say Britishers?
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll let that go.
I'll let that one slide, because it's positive. Brilliant post-erect punk preaching. I'll have you know that this show will have you flicking your weasel like a tweaked-out barnhead in minutes. I personally guarantee that you will have alcohol stitched on your ass within a month's time. Absolutely brilliant. Gooper! By Bladder Smaw. All these names are cutting off, by the way, so I could be Bladder
Smaw. That is even better, isn't it? They even got Gooper Gooper in.
Yeah.
Gooper Gooper.
And my band Alcohol, so.
Gooper Gooper's really caught on. Always Looking has really caught on. Always Looking.
Smack Todd's taken a little bit of a low seat.
Smack Todd has taken a back seat. Piss Mop's doing all right.
Britishers. That's not going to catch on.
Nah.
Nah.
Sounds a bit German. So, yeah. Oh, you Britishers.
Britishers. So iTunes, don't forget. Punkyradio.com, click on the iTunes link if you haven't already got iTunes. or if you're not actually already subscribed, you just download ad hoc or occasionally.
And please subscribe. That'll move up the chart. Get us more listeners.
Yes.
Right, next song. You're going to like this, man.
Okay.
The song is called Jose Molina from West Covina. It comes in at 21 seconds.
Okay.
Long.
The title's longer than the song.
Which is like you having sex twice.
Brilliant.
And it's by a band called Bullet Treatment. But can you guess their website?
BulletTreatment.net.
You're a genius. No, BulletTreatment.com.
Oh,
oh tone. Sorry. So near. But yet so far, I'm going to give this the full
Crab Baby Emo Kids intro now. This is Bullet Treatment. Jazzy Molina from West Coast. And if you want to find out more about them, I hope I don't mess these levels up. Go to Bullet Treatment because we want you to have a really good time. And I've written all of this
in my diary.
In panda blood.
This is Bullet Treatment. Jose Molina from West Covina. Fair enough, isn't it?
I forgot to mention how your emo kid's impression sounds like Eric Cartman.
It sounds nothing like that at all.
Yeah.
These frozen waffles. right, so this is the bit now that was supposed to be the content.
Yes.
And quite frankly, I can't be fucking bothered to go through it again.
You told quite an intricate
story about me getting car park rage in Asda car park, and I just can't bring myself to do it again.
No.
But should you be in Bristol Thursday, Friday or Saturday this week, come to Jester's Comedy Club, and you might hear me do it there, because I'm working on a comedy group. I'm basically, the thing I did in the show that never happened, which is just now...
Yeah.
Didn't have any jokes in it. It was just me getting increasingly angry and frustrated, and ended up nearly. Well, basically, I ended up calling two old people cunts.
Yeah,
in
two
the
poor
shop,
old grandmas.
They'd probably done nothing wrong
buying
in their
Easter
lives.
Easter eggs for the poor grandkids.
Yeah, or what? Easter eggs.
Yeah, out of date ones. You know, the cheaper after
oh,
Easter.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, in that case, fuck them. They deserved everything they got. Greasy cunts, and they smell of fucking cod in parsley sauce and piss.
I do the Easter egg.
Right. So, because I can't be bothered to do the content at all.
What else did we do? Was that it?
That was it. I just went on about that for fucking ages. Oh. I'm inclined just to play the next song, to be honest with you.
It's a block party early.
Block party.
In 4
going to be fucking great.
It's 5 weeks today, but it's 4 weeks from when you're going to be into the podcast.
Yes. And if you go on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, you will notice that one of the songs you can listen to is Kathy by Wonk Unit. It's
fantastic song by Fantastic Band.
Because they're on at block party. And also... The Screeches, Letitia from The Screeches has said that we can put up one of their songs as well.
Excellent.
So hopefully we'll get around to that this week.
And there's a Chav's song, a cover of Too Drunk to Fuck,
which
by
is
the
incredibly badly recorded, and frankly, I think we should take that off.
Do you reckon? I think
anyway,
it's quite a good version.
Yeah, it's a good version, but it sounds awful.
And
she
band
was piss on. Funny this week, Letitia from The Screeches,
right.
Because I said, I can't remember why. One of us got in touch. She got in touch with me, and I sent her a message back. Said, "Oh, by the way, do you know Wowie Los Args? Who I was on about, you know, the Spanish garage punk nutters." And
of
she
course.
Went, "Know them? I used to go out with the fucking guitarist or keyboard player or something." So we're getting some Wowie Los Args.
Oh, wicked!
She must have finished on good terms.
I forgot she was Spanish.
Yeah. We are in a few weeks' time. We're going to be doing a Spanish garage punk special because she's actually going to get a load of Spanish bands to send us stuff.
Oh,
I'm
nice
really
one.
Looking forward to it. It'll be brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Next week's show is tremendously, genuinely from all over the world.
And you've already sorted it out.
I've got some of it done. I've got the Russian Psychobilly. I've got the interview with Dave Gray, which is possibly the most pointless minute and a half you will ever spend in your life.
Nice.
And it's next week on Punky, so tell your friends.
And Block Party is May 28th.
Yeah,
it's a Sunday. It's the day before Bank Holiday Monday.
Sunday the 28th of May, Tony.
Did I say March?
You said May 28th.
All right.
Don't give the septics a fucking bit of string here.
Fuck.
I've just gone to all this trouble.
May, Sunday 2006.
Sunday 28th of May 2006, Block Party 6. It's going to be fucking brilliant.
At the Townmill.
Hope you can make it. Townmill Mansfield. Find out more about it by going to punkyradio.com.
You might have to explain to me why the barmaid at the Townmill keeps saying to me, "Shut up, Tony."
Yeah, I don't know.
Right, okay.
I don't know. I imagine she heard me saying it quite a lot the other night and just thought that your name is actually Shut Up Tony.
That makes sense.
When, of course, it's Manly Tony.
Mm.
Right, last song.
Okay.
This is by Next to Red. Can you guess their website, Tony?
Next2Red.com?
You're a genius.
Oh,
This is Concrete Observe. You actually chose this one, didn't you?
I think so.
We
sat and listened to CD,
listen
didn't we?
To these. You said you liked this one because it sounded quite different from the other ones, because a few of them do sound a little bit similar.
A lot of it's quite hardcore, here. Isn't it? So we picked out the ones that are more suitable to the show.
Yeah. Basically, the ones we're swearing in.
Yeah.
Let's get this right. This song is a proper length at 2 minutes, 23 seconds. It's called Concrete Observe. You're a concrete observer. You're a concrete observer. Hey, wait. Levels right here. I don't know. Where's Craig going? Would you like to introduce this with your crazy emo levels?
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Concrete Observe. Oh, I'm going to go away now and write in my diary. Oh.
What will you be writing your diary in?
Kitten blood.
Kitten blood. I remember Duncan blood.
Left the keys in the door again. I wonder what you were thinking. All alone with your attitude.
Well, it's the end of another show.
Again.
Thank you very much to Basement Records for providing us with the Radio Disaster Volume 9 sampler that we've been featuring all the songs from this evening. You should be able to find them on our MySpace Top 8.
Yes.
MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Now, a few things that we have to say at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you vote for Pod Riot.
Yes.
And you can use proxy voting for that, can't you?
Do whatever you like, Pod Riot.
Use proxy voting.
Yeah, so we're part of Pod Riot.
The Pod Riot Network.
Is it on the MySpace, isn't it? It's on our MySpace top 8 all the time, isn't
it? It's on our MySpace top 8 all the time.
They've got a vote thing on there.
MySpace.com/Punky Radio. And Tony, if you ever get your arse into fucking gear, man.
What?
You'll stick a Pod Riot thing on Punky Radio as well.
Yeah, okay.
PunkyRadio.com, which is the way to go about getting subscribed to iTunes. And
you can subscribe to iTunes from there. Yeah, go to PunkyRadio.com. Go underneath the toolbar, there's an iTunes link. Click on that and you can follow through. Easy steps to subscribe.
You can follow through.
Follow through, yeah.
Oh, follow through.
Also, don't forget, PunkyRadio.com also for your podcast and your voting.
PunkyRadio.com, basically, go there and you find out what we want you to do.
Yeah.
Have a look around it. There's loads of stuff on there.
Pictures on there.
Photos going up. You're going to sort out the poems and listeners' art at some point.
Yeah.
And, yeah. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, email paulieb@punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
If you have someone you'd like to nominate for a twat, email tony@punkyradio.com. If you'd like to get on to our user forums, where do you go?
Punkyradio.com. Go to forums.
And I did notice that, because I haven't really bothered with Yahoo.
Yahoo!
But I had a look at Yahoo and we've got 7 subscribers at Yahoo.
Nice. I think I even did a review on there. I think you can review as well. I think I even added a review.
Oh, did you? Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've
I'll try and sort something out.
We've got
Yahoo.
7 subscribers on it.
Hey, that's all right. Loving them all.
Yeah, just thank you very much to everyone for listening to Punky, listening to this show. Tell your friends about it. Visit punkyradio.com. Help us out. Vote for us if you can. Review us if you can. We know you're all lazy cunts who don't do anything else, for fuck's sake, you fucking queef cakes. You're all a bunch of queef cakes. If I can track down anyone from the Scourge, we will find out about a bunch of cunts.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of you would like to buy it, so absolutely fair enough. If anybody listening knows the Scourge, fucking tell them to get in touch with you. Say goodbye, Tony. Let's hope this works. I'm fucking scared.
Goodbye, Tony.
Bunch of cunts, yeah.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight. Oh.